Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and today we're going to talk baseball, specifically out at Brunswick High School. And my guest today is the head coach out at Brunswick, Mr. Roger Dawson. Roger, thank you for being with us, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Indeed. So, Roger, this has been quite a journey for you. Fill people in on Roger Dawson's career and how things ended up being at Brunswick and staying at Brunswick.
Well, it's been a long journey. After graduating from Shepherd College, I came back to Brunswick High School, you know, as an educator, and started an assistant coach here at Brunswick High School. And of course, that evolved into me becoming the head coach in 1993, and I've kind of been in this position ever since, man. So it's been great to come back to a place I graduated from and had an impact on our sports program, and specifically our baseball program.
Without question, Roger, you certainly have done that indeed. Was that in the plan to come back to your alma mater? Because I know that that's a special thing for those of us who go into coaching to, if possible, to go back to at least the county and hopefully the school where we graduated from and coach there, give back that way. How special is that to you?
Well, you know, of course, when you graduate, you're looking for any job you can pick up.
Right.
It was fortunate for me that some things opened here at Brunswick High, and, you know, it kind of all fell in place. It's always, you know, being in the right place at the right time. And
mm-hmm.
It good out for me and put me back to where my roots were. And, you know, it's just been a pleasure to be able to come back and do the things I've done here.
Without question. Off to a great start this season at 10-1. We'll talk about this year's squad and what expectations or what are you looking as far as this group?
Oh, wow. Well, we knew we had two good arms coming into this season, two proven guys in Tyler Lowry and Colin Paree, you know, both guys that are mid-80s, the mid to upper 80s fastballs and good stuff. And, you know, it was really going to depend on how well we hit, what kind of defense we played, and what kind of pitching depth we were going to be able to get. And Alex Fry has really stepped up for us, a little left-hander who's 3-0 for us, and he's winning games. You know, you got Lowry on the mound and you got Paree on the mound early in the week, midweek, and then how are you going to win that third game or possibly even a fourth game? And we've had Fry and a couple other guys step up and be able to win. So I think that's been a real key to our success.
Any other thing special, I mean, it's about this group that you see could see some big things happening?
Oh, well, we're hitting .340 as a team. You know, first baseman Connor Mullaney's hitting .483, 15 RBIs, leading the area. You know, we got guys like Colton Boyer and Peyton McDonald, the 1 and 2 hole hitters are both, you know, .371, .366. Our three hole hitter, Ty Conis, .417, he's left the yard three times. And of course, you throw Lowry, Paree, Borowski, Olers, guys like that in the lineup world. It's pretty solid all the way through. So, we've been able to score runs, hit the clutch, quality pitching, and, you know, I think that's why we're sitting at 10-1, Steve.
And moving forward with playing so well, you look back, Roger, as you went to school at Brunswick, went to Shepherd, came back, and were coaching in several different sports as an assistant, basketball, football, and baseball. What was it about baseball? Why baseball?
Wow. Well, I'm a former baseball family. My father, the late Robert Dawson, he played in the Chicago Cubs organization. So my brothers and I really didn't have a choice in the matter. We were going to play baseball whether we wanted to or not. But, you know, we all kind of have it in our blood. And, you know, my brother Robbie, he coached the Little League World Series team in 1986 right. And went to Williamsport. My brother Ricky holds the Maryland State record for strikeouts in the game, 24. You know, it just it was something that was part of our family, and you know, I took to it as well, and we all played and loved it, and you know, it's just Dennis, is the Dawsons.
That's a certainly an understatement. As you've looked, the changes you've been coaching now, this will be, what, 35 years?
Well, 36 years.
36 years.
32
as the head coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've been around here. What's so special about the Brunswick area, Roger?
Well, as I'm sure you've heard, it's a baseball town.
Yes, it is.
Brunswick loves their baseball. There's a huge tradition, a lot of pride in it. You know, fans come out to our games. It's just something that the Brunswick community is known for, and it's taken very seriously, and they take a lot of pride in it. And you know, it's just a great atmosphere, Steve, to be around. You know, when your community comes together with the athletic program like that, and you know, they put a lot. Like I said, it's a lot of pride, a lot of tradition. It's just a great thing.
Yeah, and then certainly the Brunswick area is certainly expanding and growing out that way for sure.
Oh yeah, we're no longer, you know, that blue collar community. We're more of a commuter community now, and you know, they're building and the, you know, the railroad and the Amtrak and getting people in and out of DC and all that. Things have really changed over this way in the last 15 years. It's really growing.
And that certainly is a plus as far as numbers go for Brunswick High School. When you have a small school, that's always a battle you've had. Now that seems to be getting just a little better.
Yeah, we're getting some players in. You know, typically, you know, families don't move high school kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they're moving elementary school kids, which these new communities now that are coming up are kids now that we're seeing in high school that have been here for, you know, 7-8 years, and they're starting
Correct.
To, you know, get our little league programs and take hold of some of the tradition that's already been here. And we're starting to see it at the high school level now. Some of these kids, you know, their numbers are big. I think I had 58 kids come out for the program this year. And, you know, we are seeing more numbers. We're growing.
And that's certainly a plus for you, without question, and all the sports at Brunswick. Looking back over these 35 years, 36 years now coaching, Roger, what would you say are some benchmarks programs need or you feel need to have in order to be consistent and competitive?
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, we play a very competitive schedule. So, you know, benchmarks, I would say the kids got to believe in your program. That's one thing that I've always taken a lot of pride in. Our kids come out, like I said, they have pride in it. They believe in what we do. They believe in that tradition. They want to leave their mark, just like, you know, they saw their aunts and, excuse me, their aunts, their uncles and their cousins and fathers and all that do. I'm coaching kids now. I've had many of their fathers. So,
there you go.
So they, you know, they want to leave that mark that their fathers did and their relatives, their uncles and their cousins and all that. And, you know, I just think kids have to believe in your program. They have to buy in. And when you can get them to do that, man, you can accomplish amazing things.
Without question. What would you say is your philosophy of coaching and coaching baseball?
My philosophy?
Yes.
My philosophy is we're going to play fundamentally sound.
Okay.
You know, the game's designed, you know, a certain way. And I know it's expanded. We have, of course, you get your metrics and your analytics and all that stuff, which is great. I think there's a place for all that. But also it's a fundamental game. And if you play that game fundamentally sound, you're going to have success. So we stress fundamentals. You know, that's from day one, you know, right on to the day that they graduate, we're going to play fundamental baseball. You know, that's just the way we do it here.
Looking at Coach Roger Dawson in 1993 and today, what have you learned about yourself?
Well, I've learned you got to be a little more lean. I'm not the same guy. I'm not the same coach I was in 1993. It's things have changed. You know, kids have so much they can do right now.
Right.
So I was a stickler in 1993. You didn't miss practice. You weren't late to practice. You know, now kids, they have different things that you got to be a little more lenient and understanding.
Yep.
Like I said, we still have discipline. We still, you know, we stress, you know, good citizenship and being a great student and all that good stuff. But things have changed a little bit. It's I'm not quite as hard as I used to be in that.
I'm sure your guys that come back will probably make that comment.
Yeah, some of my old timers say, man, you need to get back to the old days. You need to tear our butts up. You know, I'm not a yeller anymore. You know,
right.
It's not that I don't hold you accountable. You got to have accountability.
Sure.
And, but, you know, I'm just not quite as hard as I used to be and as strict as I used to be back in 1993.
Gotcha. Looking at the playoff format, is that pretty much headed in the right direction as far as the state is concerned?
I think with the state expanding now to having a quarterfinal match, that was huge. And then once you get out of region play, Steve, shuffling out and, mm-hmm. and going back with records and doing that, I think that was wise as well. The old format, you know, you kind of won your region and you moved on. I think shaking it out and reseeding it.
Mm-hmm.
Brings a lot of equity to it. You know, I agree with what they did there.
Yeah, indeed. I'm with you there. That kind of helps to separate those so-called the state game was played in the semifinal, you know, kind of thing where you're trying to get the best two teams in that final.
Well, you may have a team coming out of a region, you know, that won four games all year.
Yeah, right.
And then a semifinal and run it into a, you know, an 18-2 team or a 20-2 team, and then you got a lopsided score. So
right.
You kind of avoid that a little bit by reseeding it.
Yes.
and shuffling it out that way. The quarterfinal, I think, adding that into the state play was huge for making this more of a success. So,
looking at the future, do you see any tweaks in baseball itself, in the playoff format possibly, or in baseball in general and at the high school level?
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see them expand the schedule a little bit. You know, in Maryland, mm-hmm. we're tied to that 18-game schedule.
Right.
If you go right across the bridge here into West Virginia, you know, Jefferson County and those mm-hmm. schools there, they're able to have a little more leniency with their schedule and schedule more games. I'd love to see them be able to do that. That way you get more kids playing time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, this year here has been tough. For teams to get their schedule in is going to be tough.
Yeah.
But on a good year, man, I don't see a problem with kids playing 25 ball games rather than 18. You know, it's about kids and getting kids out on the field playing. And I'd like to see them expand it that way, open the schedule up a little bit.
I agree with you there on that one, Roger, that, you know, that's the basis there. That's what you're trying to do is get these kids, give them that opportunity, because that season, as you know, it goes by so quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Baseball goes, I mean, March 1st, we start, and here we are. We're almost whipping through April, and playoffs are in, what, 2.5-3 weeks?
Yeah.
So it's quick. It goes quick, man.
Indeed it does. You're won 6 state titles, 12 regional titles. You're the winningest 1A school in the state of Maryland. That's quite an honor.
Oh yeah, yeah. We and like I said, we take a lot of pride in that, and we've had huge success here. And you know that's not an attribute for me. That's an attribute for the right. whole city and the feeder programs and you know the pride tradition that I keep speaking about. So you know, I take a lot of pride in it. When I look up on that wall, you know, I remember sure. that those years
sure.
and what we accomplished, and it's just been. It's been great. It's been great for Brunswick.
I know another piece of possible history coming up here for you, and I know it's your. I've known that you are that type of person to deflect, and certainly as coaches do, give the credit where it's to those kids and to that to community. You're coming up on 400 wins as a coach, head coach. That's a proud moment for you, but I know it. There's more to it.
Oh yeah, like I tell people all the time, man. Players win games, coaches don't win games. Coaches put players in position to win games, mm-hmm. and that's my job, and that's what I try to do each and every day. And fortunately for me, I've been in the right dugout a lot. So, you know, but like I said, I've had great players, Steve. I mean, yeah. that's an accomplishment. I'm proud of it. But I tip my hat to the guys that have played for me, man. They deserve the credit.
What is the most special thing about coaching, Roger?
Well, you know, and people really don't look at it this way. The older I get, I do. I look at the lives I've been able to touch.
Mm-hmm.
The relationships I have with people through this venue and this forum here. I mean – you know, my players come back and they're excited when they come to a game. They call me. I go to their weddings and, you know, all that good stuff. It's just, you know, it's over, I don't know, 350 kids, 400 kids. I've been able to touch their lives in, you know, just a small way. But it's special when you're able to do that.
Indeed. Other than the change, the tweaks in the playoff format, what are some of the changes you've seen take place over these last 36 years?
Changes?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you got the biggest change that I've seen in the game is the pitching limitations,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing. You know, we used to go on innings, guys go through 14 innings in a 7-day period.
Right.
Now it's 5 pitches, and then you rest for 4 days before you get back up. So, you know, there's changes. You know, that's probably the biggest change,
mm-hmm.
you know, with all the Tommy John and all that.
Right.
I think that they need to instill that a little better at the younger levels. We as high school coaches, most of us take care of kids' arms. You know, I think
right.
I've had one Tommy John surgery in 36 years of doing this. So, you know, it's about taking care of kids' arms. But that's the biggest change. You know, when they threw the pitching into it, that was huge. You know, it changed the way you know, a lot of guys did things.
And you know, it's looking out for the health and safety of those players, and you know that does make some sense there as far as keeping that kid healthy during the season. Granted, I'm with you there, too, on the other about the number of games being able to play. There should be more, and hopefully,
yeah.
you know, somehow they can figure it out because of the other two seasons prior and the end of the school year. Because back in the day, I believe, Roger, if I'm not mistaken, you know, championship games could go past the 1st of June.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. Now they try to compress it so that Memorial Day is over. They
yeah.
don't want to run into hitting graduation
yeah.
and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but if you go right, like I said, I keep bringing up Jefferson County, but John Lowry over there,
yes.
legendary coach, him and I talk all the time. There's been years where he's won a state championship, we won a state championship here. We're 20 minutes apart, we can't play each other, you know, and that rivalry used to be big back in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they would expand the schedule a little bit, you know, you could get that rivalry back with Jefferson County and Brunswick, you know. Two Garnet and Gold teams,
sure.
20 minutes
yep.
apart, you know, typically in the state playoffs. And
exactly.
That match is huge every year. So,
we're unfortunately, Roger, time is running short. And that's always the case. And it's like I say many times, when I thoroughly enjoy talking to coaches and players here in Frederick County and can go on for hours on end doing that because I enjoy it so much. I know you're passionate about what you do. The plan certainly was for Roger Dawson to be at Brunswick, and that has certainly come to fruition without a doubt. Roger, the best of luck. The rest of this season and beyond, and whenever you decide to step away, that'll be a sad moment for that community and that high school and Frederick County for sure. Thank you again for the time today.
Steve, it's always good talking to you, buddy.
Thanks again, Roger.
All righty, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. You've been listening to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next week.